Hey y'all, welcome to the very first episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, we're talking about the power of your story. We all have stories. Stories that have shaped who we are, or that could potentially shape who we become. But sometimes it's hard to find the words to tell our stories. And even if you do know how to tell your story, sometimes it feels like no one will listen. But today, we're going to talk about what happens when you share your story, how it can change you and others, how it can make a difference in the world around you. We'll also explore what it means for your story to be told at all and why it's so important for people like you and me to share our stories with each other. Now, the word story is a little deceptive here. It's not just something that happened to you or something that happened long ago. Your story is everything that makes up who you are right now. Your hopes and dreams, your fears and failures, the things that compel you forward and keep you going every day. It's all of those things together, the good parts and the bad parts, that make up who we truly are as human beings. And sharing those parts with each other is an incredible way to connect with one another on a deeper level. You never know who around you needs to hear your story, so it doesn't become a part of their story. Your story can inspire people to change, to leave unsafe situations, and to go after their dreams. So what is your story? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I want to know what yours is. It could be anything. A memory from childhood, a time when you made a difference in the world around you, or even just something silly that happened recently. In fact, I hope it's all of those things, because the more we share our stories with each other, the better off we'll be. Sharing our stories helps us to connect with each other on a deep level and understand others' experiences as well as our own. It also helps us to see how much we have in common with each other. And that's an incredibly powerful thing when it comes down to it. That being said, sharing our stories isn't always easy. Some people aren't comfortable sharing their experiences openly because they're afraid of being judged by others or don't want anyone else knowing what they've been through. Or maybe they just don't think their experiences are important enough. But here's the thing, everyone has a story worth sharing. So let me ask you this, why not? Why shouldn't we all be telling our stories? I have to be honest with you though. I used to think that my story wasn't important. I mean, it was just me. What could I possibly have to say that would make a difference in anyone's life? But then I realized something. My story isn't about me. It's about all of us. And together we can change the world just by sharing our stories with each other. So today I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and how it led me to become the person that I am today. My story is complex and quite frankly filled with a pretty intense level of trauma and grief. Spoiler alert though, it didn't break me. Growing up was not the greatest experience for me, although the older I got, the more I realized just how bad it really was. My mom and the guy I thought was my dad growing up fought constantly. Long story short, the house was filled with toxic fighting, abuse, and completely destroyed my self-worth. Her husband loved to tell me I was worthless and never going to amount to anything. Fast forward to the age of 10, when I found out randomly how the guy who had been abusing us the entire time was not my biological dad. It sent me into so many emotions that truly shaped a lot of my teenage years. I was angry this man was putting his hands on me and longing to find the man who was my biological father. My mom divorced him, but he never really was out of our life due to my sister's visitations. Though, my mom did remarry, but that also became toxic, which actually really broke my heart because her husband now, the guy she married then, truly did become who I consider my dad today. As an adult, though, I can look back and realize both my mom and him were two people not addressing and healing their trauma. It doesn't excuse their choices that were made and the destruction it caused my family, but it does help me forgive them because they did the best they could with what they had. We spent most of my teenage years in and out of court with my sister's dad. He loved to make my mom's life miserable and spent a couple years without my stepdad due to some poor choices. It left me as a second parent, running my sisters to different things, cooking dinner, and being a therapist for my mom. We really were more like equals and less mother and daughter. Then at 16, I found myself in an extremely abusive relationship. He beat me, he sexually assaulted me, and on my 18th birthday, he tried to kill me. It was terrifying and my first real experience with people asking what I did to deserve it. He stalked me, he played at my soccer club, and despite trying to get protection, people who could protect me, like my coaches, the police, and courts, didn't. I struggled with all the grief and frustration during my teenage years, but fortunately, I did have soccer. It was my escape in a world that didn't make sense. When I was in the goal, I had control over the things around me. I spent my entire high school focused on soccer. During my senior year, I ended up with a full-ride scholarship to the University of St. Francis and signed with the soccer team. Then, I got pregnant at 18. I'm not sure if y'all know the statistics for teen moms, but it's not that great. I spent most of my senior year hiding my pregnancy and eventually decided to withdraw from St. Francis. After my upbringing, it was important to me that I raised my baby my way. The next 4 years were honestly more than I ever expected. I got kicked out of my home because at the time, my mom's husband was an absolute jerk. I was in a toxic and abusive relationship with an alcoholic, also the father of my child, all while getting my bachelor's. As I went through school and started to find my own voice and challenged his, everything honestly got worse. His drinking continued to worsen, while everyone but me told him it wasn't a big deal. And then we got pregnant again. I found my biological dad. He had stage 4 brain cancer, and I was in my last year of undergrad, doing 21 credit hours a semester. This is where I truly hit rock bottom. From May of 2012 to February of 2013, I experienced some of the darkest and most challenging times of my life. Not only did I find my dad, who I'd never even seen a picture of, but I found out he had stage 4 brain cancer. So I found him and knew I was going to lose him in the same breath. Then while vacationing in Rhode Island that summer, I lost our baby. I came back from that experience angry, hurt, and confused. A couple months later, I left my daughter's dad because instead of putting his hands on me, he pushed our daughter, and I finally snapped. But I will never forget his words to me that night. Actually, maybe I should thank him, because it fueled me. He told me, as he grabbed my arm, that I would never make it in this world without him. But let me tell you what I've done since leaving him that night. I finished my bachelor's in psychology and went on to get my master's in social work in a brand new city while raising our kid. I became the regional director of a foster care agency for 3 years, and each year upgraded where I was living. I met the absolute love of my life, my best friend and husband, Shane, and we went on to have 4 more equally amazing kids. I quit my dream job in 2018 and started my own business. I now run a 6-figure photography business and a coaching program where I host retreats, mentor women, I've published 3 books, and I run a successful online community of over 7,000 people. Oh, and that little girl I had as a teen mom is a straight-A student who stands up for social injustice and, most importantly, herself. I definitely made it without him. Now, that doesn't mean in those years since 2013 I didn't struggle. I still went through a lot of heartbreak. In 2017, I unexpectedly lost my poppy to cancer. In 2018, my uncle, who was really more like my dad growing up, unexpectedly passed from a blood clot. And 9 months later, my cousin passed of a heart attack. Only to follow that up with the next year, my grandfather, my everything, the man who taught me most of what I know, unexpectedly died. It wasn't that life stopped happening to me, or that I wasn't still experiencing a level of grief and trauma that I didn't understand. But the difference was that I had done the healing I needed after leaving my daughter's dad. I surrounded myself with people who believed in me and didn't tear me down. I went after my goals and dreams, not those that others thought I should. Because that's the thing about our stories. We get to decide what each chapter says. We can end chapters when needed. We can begin new ones when needed. No one else but us gets to decide how our story ends. Maybe life doesn't always give us the best and easiest cards to play with, but what life and people can't do is decide for us how we get to play. I don't know your story yet, and you really only know the surface of mine, but what I do know is that at any time we get to say, this isn't how my story's gonna end. I don't have to stay hurting and angry. I don't have to live in my trauma or allow it to keep me in a place I don't want to be. And no one else gets to tell me who I am. Whatever your story is, whatever chapter you're on, maybe it's just the beginning. Maybe it's the end of a chapter. Just make sure that when your story is done, you can look back and say you are the one who wrote it, not anybody else. In case you haven't heard it today, you are beautiful and loved. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.